are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Yes, my new hours are 9 to noon Pacific time. I am loving it. Wide awake. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Love hearing from you guys. I know many of you are at work, but you know you could listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show online. Very easy to do. You got the Dr. Dahlia Show Android app. Go ahead, click into that. Or download it. It's free. Listen to Dr. Dahlia Show there. You can go to GCNlive.com. Or you could just stick your head out the window. I'm pretty loud. XM, I believe, is still playing the Dr. Dahlia Show. When they play it, thank God for them, as well as many of your other affiliates. But if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show coming to your news talk station, give them a call and tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia to my station. And if you don't know which news talk station to call, email me on my website at drdahlia.com, and I'll tell you how to get it done. Got a lot to talk about today. We're going to kind of keep you posted on this strike that's going on right now with teachers in Chicago. Also, Romney has said that he's going to keep some parts of Obamacare. We're going to discuss that. And, of course, why the media is just brutalizing him because they got nothing better to do. And it looks like if moms are depressed, kids are shorter. Is that weird? If moms are depressed the first you know, year of life, postpartum depression, kids get shorter. That's kind of odd. So we got a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. Marijuana has been linked to testicular cancer, so I don't want to scare a lot of you, but we need to talk about that. But really, really interesting stuff. Now, some of you have been calling in. Some of you are on the line. Some of you have left me phone messages. Let's get to the phone calls now. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello. Hi, Doc Dahlia. This is Ben. I'm a truck driver from Ohio.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. I heard you the other morning talking about antacids and different things that you can take to get rid of acid. And you said that you prefer the pharmaceutical products. One problem I have with that, I have chronic acid reflux, and several years ago, I've been on Prilosec for about 3 years, and I overdid it one New Year's Eve, and I almost bled to death because I had developed polyps in the top of my stomach. And the research that I did, I found out it was the Prilosec that actually caused the polyps.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, I still have the acid reflux problem. I kind of control it with baking soda water.
Mm.
I'm afraid to go on any of the other products because I have had problems with one of the other ones gave me constant diarrhea.
Yeah.
And I know there's a rebound effect on all of these drugs when you try to go off of them. So
true.
Other suggestions you can give me, I'd appreciate it.
No,
thank you.
No, thank you. And I got to tell you, oh, I love my truckers. Amen to you guys out there. You know, I suffer from heartburn, too. I'm getting my scope done as soon as I got to find another day off. I took time off because of the surgery. Well, I still did radio, but I took some shows off. And so I don't want to do that to GCN again. So I got to figure out another time for a colonoscopy because they really put a lot of air up there in your colon when you get a colonoscopy. And I can't be doing my show, you know, with that happening every 5 minutes, getting the air out. So I kind of need a week to recover from my colonoscopy. I remember what happened last time. That's neither here nor there. Okay, so going back, the reason why I said I like the pharmaceuticals. Well, Dr. Dahlia always loves pharmaceuticals. No, the reason why we had talked about that a couple days ago is because somebody had suggested this was his cure for heartburn. I'd love to hear your guys' cure for heartburn. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI is one of my trucker listeners called in saying he likes lemon juice. He uses lemon juice for his heartburn. And I told him the reason why I prefer for severe heartburn using these PPIs, these to decrease the acid production, like your Prilosec, Prevacid, Nexium, is because heartburn can cause cancer. And so if you're looking at decreased pain as your barometer of success, you could be really doing yourself an injustice, because just because you get the pain subsided doesn't mean you aren't forming an ulcer and you aren't forming Barrett's esophagus, which later can turn into esophageal cancer. Remember, acid from the stomach that's built for acid sneaks up because your lower esophageal sphincter relaxes. Acid goes up into the esophagus, changes the lining, and can cause cancer because the esophagus isn't built to handle acid. So, yeah, baking soda works, absolutely. But I'm for getting it looked at, finding out where you are, what is the tissue doing down there, which is what my doctor's doing. I don't like popping pills either. I don't like taking, you know, these medications all the time either. They could thin your bones. In your particular instance, you had issues with diarrhea, polyps. But I don't like taking a medicine every day. My only problem is I really can't go to the milkshakes because of the calories. I mean, what other foods can we do to decrease heartburn in the meantime? Well, whole grain foods seem to do well. Foods rich in fiber, because sometimes they also prevent you from overeating. Certain fruits can seem to help. Don't go too acidic, but if you go for bananas, apples, peaches, pears, melons, berries, those seem to help. Again, avoid the citrusy, pineapple, grapefruit, etc. Certain vegetables help decrease heartburn, like your kind of your fibery. Don't do the creamed spinach, anything creamed or fattening. Fat increases your reflux. But if you do fat-free vegetable soups or lightly cooked steamed vegetables, that could help. Celery, eat a piece of celery. And sometimes chicken and fish. Non-fatty, non-fried chicken and fish could do it as well. Of course, you got to avoid the heavy meat. One of you had called in a couple days ago saying Coca-Cola helped your reflux. And I said, no, just avoid caffeinated soft drinks. If it did help, maybe it's because it was kind of cool in nature and the cooling effect might have helped. But for the most part, no. You got to avoid coffee. You got to avoid soft drinks. You got to avoid alcohol. Those trigger heartburn. But sometimes non-herbal teas that are minty, basic fruit juices like apple, that could help. But and then also we could always do surgery on some of these heartburns that just don't go away. Great call. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if you're having trouble listening. I know some of you are emailing me now. I guess from what we just heard, we're having a little bit of engineering issues. If you're trying to pick up the show, although I'm sure you already know this if you're listening to me, then you will have had to go to my personal website on demand. It's not going to be on your GCN app. I want you to download the GCN app because many of you listen to the GCN app. It will be on that soon. Okay. This is my first day in the mornings. We're just kind of hashing it out right now. From what I understand, for those of you listening on XM, you still do what you're doing. I love it. You're doing what you're supposed to. Everybody else. But for those of you having problems taking my show to work with you, I guess you're going to have to, and if you don't have the Dr. Dahlia app, I apologize. We're going to get this fixed. We got Ty, John, everybody working on it. Thank you, though, for letting us know. Thank you so much. Hey, you know what? Alex Jones is good. Listen to Alex Jones today, then. It's a great show. Listen to that, but hopefully, as soon as we can, you'll be able then to listen to me on your GCN Live app or the Dr. Dahlia app. If you still have, but if you don't, you only have your iPhone, I understand it's an issue. You're gonna have to go to my website and hit on demand. Again, I'm sorry about this, but here's the thing too. We've talked about a lot of good stuff on today's show. You can always go back on demand and listen. I'd love to get you live so I could get to your medical questions. Like I said, just give us a day or two to hash this out. But thank you, guys. I love it. You guys are telling me what's going on and what's not going on. I love it. But isn't that GCN app handy? I love the fact that I could take my phone into my car and listen to the shows. I mean, GCN has phenomenal shows. You got Jason Lewis, you got Alex Jones, you got TalkStream Live, you got of course Dr. Dahlia on there. So many good shows. I'm glad you guys are using it. And I'm gonna tell you, my bosses are really happy to know that you guys are using the GCN Live app. I'll definitely tell Ted and John, that's exciting. But like I said, for some reason, we're just having an issue today getting the show live on that for you. Just hang in there. We're going to make it work. And again, God bless you guys, and thank you for telling me. Thank you. Sweet. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this was interesting news. All right, let me see where I want to go from here. I don't want to talk about the Elvis underwear. Apparently, Elvis, there's a pair of underwear from Elvis that tried to be auctioned today, and it couldn't get sold. Nobody wanted to buy the dirty, soiled underwear. His Bible sold for almost $100,000. But, yeah, his dirty underwear. That's why, guys, don't wear the tidy whities. You got to wear the dark underwear. Never works. Real quickly, Ann writes, here's some more foods that fight acid reflux. Thank you, Ann. Oatmeal, ginger, aloe vera, banana, fennel, salad, melon, celery. See, I said celery. Fish, couscous, chicken, and parsley. Parsley, isn't parsley also good for bad breath? Eating some parsley. All right. Yeah, heartburn is always a biggie. I never thought I would be afflicted with heartburn. I never thought I could. You know, my life has always been stressful, though. I mean, we had a fire when we were a kid. You know, I found my grandmother in a coma. Miscarriages, rape in the family, so many issues we've had. And just, you know, I never had heartburn then. How do kids do it? All of a sudden, you get into your 40s and just, you know, the littlest things seem to bother you, and it's the acid. I just think things just start to wear and, you know, wear down. And it's, oh, you know what show I saw the other day? One Car Too Far. Do any of you guys see that? My husband's really into that show, One Car Too Far, where apparently they drop the car in some esoteric place. And two guys, one is like, I guess, a British Green Beret Special Forces, even though to me it sounds Australian. And then the other guy knows cars. And so I guess they have to figure out how to get the car. They have to hike to it. Then they find the car and have to get back to civilization. But it is amazing how the guy that knows cars is able to take apart the car, or use twigs or, you know, do makeshift stuff to make the car work. It's phenomenal. You kind of wonder why they were given a Jeep that had problems to begin with. You know, I mean, with us, we're given a body, but it's not perfect. Some of us were more inclined to get cancer. Some of us more inclined to get heartburn. Some of us more inclined to have, you know, deep voices and hairy unibrows. It just happens, and you still thank God for the body you got. But remember, don't ignore it, and don't think that if you do something light, drink some milk and make the pain go away, the problem is over. Your body is brilliant. Your body will tell you if something's wrong with pain. But sometimes your body doesn't always do that. And I can't tell you how many times we find ulcers or find esophagitis or find reflux or early cancer, and the patient never felt a thing. And they say, they go, what are you talking about? Never felt a thing. And they only feel it when it's extended, extensive. So for those of you that think, you know, oh, Dr. Dye is always going to push the pharmaceuticals, the only reason why I recommend the proton pump inhibitors like the Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid, Protonix, with these is because decreasing the acid has been shown to prevent the transformation of these cells that can later turn to cancer. Can't be on them long term, though. By no means. I don't give people year-long prescriptions of these things. I still want you in the gastroenterologist getting checked. All right, well, speaking of stress, a lot of stress going on in Chicago. We were talking about this today. Many of us woke up to hear that thousands of teachers walked off the job early this morning, when 400,000 students had to go to school today. From what we understand, Rahm Emanuel, mayor of Chicago, is a little bit unhappy. Many of these students are used to getting breakfast and lunch at school, part of their free meals. Many of these students, when they heard they didn't have to go to school, they fled. While parents are working, the kids are just running around. From what I understand, could be in very dangerous parts. Excuse me, there's my reflex, see? You know, very dangerous parts. And, you know, what's been going on? Well, for many of you that have heard, it wasn't so much the money. These teachers are making over 70 grand a year. And I think they were even offered more money. It's pretty nice. So now, true, I understand Chicago probably has a higher cost of living. 70 grand a year to be a teacher. I guess they have issues with some of their medical benefits, some of their benefits, and bigger issues with how teachers are going to be rated on their performance and accountability. So we spent some time talking about this in the first hour, where even though many of us are very empathetic to our teachers, we think many of them are underpaid and overworked. Many of the teachers in the area where I live in Southern Nevada have to actually purchase stuff for their own classrooms. I do not believe they make anywhere near $70,000 a year. So we understand that there is a plight of teachers, and educational budgets always seem to get cut, not to mention many of them have to take care of children of illegal immigrants who aren't paying taxes into the system. So it is. It's very taxing, overcrowded classrooms. There's a big issue. But I have a huge problem with striking. I always have. All right. I don't see how this is going to help who's being affected. Obviously, the children right now are the biggest victims. All right. The last strike, from what I understand, lasted 19 days. Okay. The school year just started, for crying out loud. All right. Number two, one of their big issues wasn't so much the money. And they were even offered more, if you could believe it or not, more than 71 grand a year. But one of the big issues was accountability, teacher accountability. All right. Should they be able to be fired or gleaned based on rating these kids by standardized scores? And the one thing I can relate to with this is I'm right now coming into Obamacare medicine. Actually, I'm already knee-deep in it, okay, close to waist-deep. And I understand how many teachers are telling us, look, you can't teach these kids anymore. Kids don't like the way they used to. You can't teach these kids anymore, so you can't fire me, all right, based on them failing a standardized test. Well, honestly, teachers, they can. Okay, remember, you aren't teaching a kid in 1957. You're not teaching a kid in 1972. You have been given a job to teach a kid in the year 2012. And I'm with you. These kids in 2012, they're tough. You got iPhones, you got texting, you got Justin Bieber, you got hip-hop, you got other things that mean more to them than the person who's standing in front of the classroom, and a lot of times their parents. You have parents not very active. Many parents are at work. You could send them to the principal and the parents don't even care. I get that. But remember, you are being paid 71 grand a year to do a job. If you don't think you could teach a kid or get through a kid in 2012, you have no business being there. And we need to train teachers who can get through to them and do know how to make them listen. Okay? You're not going to change society. You're not going to change kids. You won't be able to do it. You have only the control you have in your classroom. I want you to be a good teacher. I want you to use ethics. I want you to stick to your values. But if you cannot do the job, all right, I don't want you to pass them if they're failing. No. All right, let them fail their standardized tests. You may not be the right person for the job, but the same thing's happening with me in medicine, which is what we discussed. If I can't treat a patient under the restrictions of Obamacare, then I have no business treating that patient because I'm not going to treat the patient halfway. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. I know I almost said Donovan. Did you hear about that? Yeah. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. Big thanks to Ty, who's helping us as well. All right, having a little issue here with our computer. We're going to get everything set up, and I really thank you guys for tuning in and helping us get back on track here. But it's great. I love doing mornings. I think this is going to be wonderful. So I guess a Navy SEAL, after the Osama bin Laden mission, has now told CBS that he went to Taco Bell. After he came back from his successful mission to kill Osama bin Laden, he went and got Taco Bell. Two tacos and a bean burrito. No, probably not the chalupa. No, he likes two tacos and a bean burrito. People love Taco Bell. I don't know. I mean, I like Del Taco. I like Taco Bell. I don't think I would have gone there personally myself. I probably would have like wanted the home cooked meal, but then again, think about it. If you're coming home late at night, yeah. I know, like I said, I'm still confused with why Osama bin Laden was thrown in the ocean right before news even broke that he was killed. I personally don't think he's somewhere in the ocean. Yeah, we killed Osama bin Laden, but don't try setting up a shrine. He's in the ocean. We're like, what? Really? Really? You've been looking for this man for years. You've killed him 10 times in the last 10 years. Now you say you've killed him for real, and you throw him in the ocean within 24 hours? Really? Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe anything they tell me. I really don't. I think all I'm going to just do is listen to the Dr. Dahlia show and get my news there. Why not? All right, what's going on here? Okay, cyborg cockroaches. This is coming up right now. This is breaking news. Researchers say they figured out a way to create cyborg remote-controlled cockroaches, hoping that these resilient creatures could be steered into disaster zones to gather information and look for survivors. Cockroaches have got to be the ugliest bug. These things are disgusting. Video footage from experiments at North Carolina State University shows these part robot roaches being directed along a path via remote control. I don't know if PETA would have a problem with this. Researchers say they've attached a lightweight chip with a wireless receiver and transmitter into Madagascar hissing cockroaches and wired a microcontroller to the insect's antennae and cerci, the sensory organs on the bug's abdomen that causes it to run away from danger. They don't run. They just sit and set up nests in the house. They go with these electrical signals. A researcher stimulated the cerci. This sounds a little pornographic to me. To trick the roaches into thinking they need to scamper away from a predator. Once moving, charge is sent to the antenna controlled insect's direction. Signal sent to one antenna could make the roach think its feeler was touching a wall, sending it in the opposite. So basically, they could control these things. And if they could control these things, they could move them into an area where humans don't want to go. All right, well, that's nice. I just know there's a group right now that's going to want to fight for their right to live and not be robotized. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now they're saying sea otters may actually be global warming warriors. This is very interesting, okay? This is by Discovery News. I know, the liberals are going to love them. Maybe they should have one of them run for vice president. Sea otters, they say, may be on the front lines of the fight against global warming, according to a new study, saying that these swimmers keep sea urchin populations in check, which in turn allows carbon dioxide-sucking kelp forests to prosper. So sea urchins eat kelp. Kelp, because of photosynthesis, takes in carbon dioxide. So the less kelp, the less photosynthesis, the more carbon dioxide that seems to surface. Researchers from the University of California, Santa Cruz, looked at 40 years of data on offers and kept blooms from Vancouver Island to the west edge of Alaskan's Aleutian Islands. We're going to Alaska. Guys, have you been booking your Alaskan cruise? The Dr. Dahlia cruise goes to Alaska next summer. We're going to Alaska. That's right. Go to my website. Check it out. Phenomenal trip. Anyway, sea otters have this indirect effect. They greedily graze on kelp when others are not around. In the presence of predators, urchins hide in the crevices in the cockroach's cerci and eat just the plant scraps. Okay, they say more otters mean more kelp, and since a plant is good at photosynthesis and capturing carbon, this can mean less carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Yay, sea otters, and they look so cute. Wow, sea otters. The only problem is what if the sea otter farts? Don't you have methane and carbon dioxide gas with that one? Yeah, that's pretty significant. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, for those of you that like your marijuana, it can lead to testicular cancer. We spoke about this in the previous hour. Apparently, a study coming out of Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, or better known as FAHCRA-CASA, says that marijuana may not be as harmless a drug as people think. Is he the one that gets credit for this? But they say there is an increased risk in marijuana users. Now, we spent a significant amount of time talking about how to check your testicle for testicular cancer. Testicular cancer is probably the number one cancer in men under age 40, 45. After that, we got lung cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, et cetera. Lung cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, depending on the order. But with young men, testicular cancer, and honestly, guys, it could go up to age 45. 45 years old, you need to check yourself. Testicular cancer usually feels like a light, kind of a hard bump, lump, pea-sized. Hopefully you find it smaller than that. And if it's something doesn't feel right, you got to get it checked. Remember to also examine any inguinal lymph nodes, some of the lymph nodes higher up the crevice. Now, what happened in this study? Let me take a look. Hold on a second. I was looking at the study later today. It was just so exciting. They looked at 163 men with testicular cancer to 292 healthy men who were about the same age. All the men in the study were between age 18 and 36, and all the men had testicles. Men who said they had ever smoked marijuana had more than twice the risk of aggressive testicular tumors than those who did not. And testicular cancer, it's rough. I told you about my patient whose cousin was living in L.A., found a lump on his testicle when he was 14 years old, was too embarrassed to tell anybody. Well, by the time he was 17, he's like, I got to tell somebody about this. This is bad. Well, by the time he told somebody, there was nothing that could be done, spread, extremely aggressive, and he died. Talk to your boys, talk to your grandboys, talk to your nephews, you know, and I know they're going to giggle and they're going to be like, well, dad, so say, listen, son, you got huevos, you got to check them out. Okay. That's what you got to do. Girls got to do breast exams. Boys got to check the testicles. You could do it. You could do it in the shower. Not a big deal. Nobody's going to say you're playing with yourself or anything like that. Just examine the testicles. If you feel something that's not right, you got to tell me. If you don't want to tell me, tell mom. If you don't want to tell mom, we're going to tell the doctor. If you don't want to tell the doctor, we need to find somebody to tell. All right. Now, what would we do? Well, we'd probably ultrasound it. We'd get an ultrasound just to get an idea. And then we'd probably have a urologist take a peek. The urologist may want to take a biopsy. He may just want to watch it. I know it's embarrassing. I get that. But we do what we could do. So it's a shame too, because I hate talking to kids about cancer. You know, every time I examine these kids as they come in, you know, when they have sports physicals, many of these forms want hernia checks, and many of the patients, they don't want it, so every patient refuses, et cetera. But, you know, in the olden days, you know, especially like for Army, et cetera, you always got checked. These kids were always getting checked. Right? You know, making sure there was no lumps or bumps, hernia, et cetera. So it was an issue. Nowadays, nobody wants to get addressed. Nobody wants to talk about anything. Well, I get that. That's fine. But don't ignore it. And marijuana smokers having twice the risk of aggressive testicular cancers. Maybe it interferes with something in the growth process. I don't know. But don't mess around. Cocaine didn't hurt the testicle for some reason, even if it was spilled all over it. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers. We'll be right back.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You bet I do. That's sorry. My show's 3 hours. Of course I talk too much. Thank you all for joining us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOCK-AT-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Don't give Don crap. No, he did not. I found out he did not pull the shortest stick. He actually wanted to work on my show. No, he was. I know. I know many of you thought he was, you know, in the pooper house, and that's why they made him do my show. No, he actually is very happy to be here. You see, maybe he's just saying that that, you know, to be nice to me. But no, it is not a punishment to have to work on the Dr. Dahlia show. I think Don has a very, very secure job. My job, on the other hand, who knows? All right. Don't forget, when you guys are fiddling around on Facebook later, find the Dr. Dahlia show. Just search the Dr. Dahlia show. Connect. It's great to be able to see you and talk to you. Find us also on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And don't forget, we have an Android app. You could download and listen to the Dr. Dahlia show on demand. Free. Go to my website to download it, or you could download it on your app store. Okay, so President Romney. Boy, that was a slip. Okay, Mitt Romney, who is running for president. Okay, President Romney. Wow, that actually flowed kind of nice, didn't it? Anyway, okay. He says he's going to keep parts of Obamacare. Yeah, all right. Right now, he says two parts of the healthcare overhaul he will keep if elected. Okay. Of course, he likes the pre-existing conditions. If you have pre-existing conditions, you get coverage. And he wants to assure that the marketplace allows for individuals to have policies that cover their family up to whatever age they might like. Okay? Now, of course, he's picking two things that many people have liked, even bipartisanly. I go, all right, well, this is nice, and I get to keep my kids on their pre-existing conditions. Of course, he has to say that. He has to. I mean, that's one thing many of us have agreed on. However, the one thing that we need to get the clip, and I'll try to find it over the next few days, is where he explains how the pre-existing conditions is going to be a little bit more tricky to salvage, okay? Remember, with pre-existing conditions, if you are going to mandate that an insurance company covers you for pre-existing conditions, a big problem that insurance companies are foreseeing, as well as us in the medical community, all right, even if we can't stand Obamacare, one thing we are concerned about is you go into the hospital, you have a heart attack, you have your wife call and sign up for the health insurance right then and there. And they have to cover you because they can't exclude you for pre-existing conditions. So that's something that's making many people nervous. Okay, life insurance. You cannot buy life insurance after you're dead. You have to pay for life insurance years before so they get the premiums. So one thing Obamacare had done, which had ticked a lot of us off, was, all right, well, we're going to mandate you buy health insurance. You're going to have to buy health insurance in order for this to work, and if you don't, we'll just do the penalty. Well, insurance companies are like, well, if patients are going to take the penalty, they're still not putting money into insurance. If they're not putting money into insurance, how the heck do we cover everybody's pre-existing condition if they never pay premiums? You know, we're going through this right now. One of my patients was with one insurance. She loses her job. She tries to find another insurance, and this pre-existing condition loophole is still holding firm until, I believe, 2014 when it gets squashed. And she's like, why is this? Why isn't everybody following suit? I go, because you never paid that company premiums. You paid the other company premiums. So these other guys got the money, yet these guys are going to get the bill. No one wants to foot the bill for your pre-existing conditions. And people are like, but that's what we're paying insurance for. That's right. But how much are you paying your insurance? If out of your job you're paying $100 or $200 a month, and without a job $900 a month, how many months is it going to take for that health insurance company to break even if you have a heart attack, breast lump, breast cancer, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, etc.? You know, why do you think these companies have these super high deductibles? All right, which of course we're seeing more and more of. My insurance company not giving me pre-existing issues, but they're saying, all right, you got a $2,500 deductible for everybody in your family, which is $10,000. So, you know, pay the premiums, get through the $10,000, and then we'll talk. So that's what I'm going through. I'm going through that with my insurance. So it's frustrating, and it's not fair, because who's stuck in the middle of it? Patients. Now, keep in mind here, some of you have written me, actually, I heard about it over the weekend by some of my listeners, and I looked it up because I kind of take a little bit of Sunday off. I don't take the whole day off, but I took a little bit off. I went to the Pawn Stars shop to check out Pawn Stars. Oh, that's cute. I love it. Anyway, some of you said, Dahlia, what's going on with Mitt Romney? Why is he switching? I thought he was going to repeal Obamacare. I think he is. I still think he plans on repealing Obamacare, and you need to. You need to wipe that puppy out and get started and do things correctly, in individual bills. But remember, he's got to get elected. Okay, the problem with politics is you have politicians determining your future. And Mitt Romney needs to get elected. And saying he's going to repeal Obamacare pleases a lot of us, but it doesn't please everybody. And you have many people going, you need to cover my pre-existing. This is ridiculous. I don't want you to tear apart Obamacare. Well, so of course he's going to promise. You know, and what does it hurt having students or kids or 26-year-old kids, I guess, on your parents' insurance? I mean, we do need money going into the system. My problem is that was supposed to be a highlight of Obamacare. Meanwhile, I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on with dental, autistic treatment, Medicaid expansion. So it's not a bad thing if they want to keep it. I have no problem with them wanting to keep it. My problem when I was criticizing that aspect of Obamacare years ago was that's the best they could do. What do we do about dental? You know, what are we supposed to do? So, you know, keep in mind, Mitt Romney has to be elected, and it is going to be very, very interesting come debate time on what they're going to, you know, healthcare is going to be brought up consistently. And it's going to be very interesting to see President Obama say, well, I passed Obamacare, all taken care of, all good. We don't have to worry about the future. Whereas Mitt Romney, he needs to win two states this election. And you know which two? Ohio and Florida. He has to win these states. If not, election's over for him. I mean, this is going to be tight. I'm not talking about this poll today where Obama was ahead by 5 points. I'm talking it's going to be up to the swing states. You know, Montana usually votes red. California votes blue. Texas red. Oregon blue. We already have memorized which states go where. Maybe the Carolinas, maybe the Virginias go back and forth. But the major swing states and where Romney has to make amazing gains is going to be Ohio and Florida. In Florida, we have many Medicare recipients. So it's going to come down to, are Medicare recipients unhappy with what's happening with Medicare and are going to want a choice or an opt-out like Ryan is offering with his plan, where Medicare recipients could hopefully get off Medicare, have another type of insurance so they don't get discriminated by doctors and discriminated by hospitals while all the other Obamacare changes are kicking in, penalizing hospitals and doctors, etc.? Or are you going to have a group of voters that go, no, no change. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't mess with it. Which is why I'm trying to educate you all saying it already is getting messed with. Medicare has already been messed with. Many of the medications you were on, you can't get anymore, and many of your Medicare doctors aren't practicing anymore. They're sick of it. So Medicare has already been messed with. So it is going to be extremely interesting and crucial come debate time. And I'm going to be excited because now that I don't do my night show anymore, I broadcast live daily, 9 to noon Pacific, noon to 3 Eastern, I'll be able to watch the debates. And I'll be able to give you guys some very crucial information that was said. Now, keep in mind, I know you're like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're just going to side with Romney. Keep in mind, when President Obama was debating with McCain, McCain's tax credits didn't really woo people over. And I said that. I mean, I am going to be honest on who makes a better case. All right. Because, again, we're all in this together. But as far as the big cluster of the Obamacare bill, no, that sucker could go. All right, guys, we've got another hour coming up. Please stay on board. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. But most of all, God bless and be safe.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.